listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you about three signs from Exodus chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. Here's what these two verses say. Then it will be that if they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter sign. And it shall be that if they do not believe even these two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it out on dry land. The water which you take from the river will become blood on the dry land. Moses was on a mission from God, but he had to persuade the rest of the people of Israel. Moses couldn't lead them out of Egypt unless they wanted to go. He had to prove himself, so God gave Moses three signs to provide the proof. The first sign was for Moses to take his shepherd's staff, throw it on the ground, and then God would miraculously change the staff into a real snake. Then Moses was to pick up the snake by the tail, kind of a dangerous thing to do, and then the snake would turn into a shepherd's staff again. The second sign was for Moses to take his hand and put it inside his robe. When he pulled it out, it would be white with leprosy. When he put that leprous hand back in his robe and pulled it out again, it would be just as healthy as before. Now, each of the first two signs had to do with conversion. In each, something good and useful, such as a rod or a hand, was converted to something evil, a serpent or a leprous hand. Then, miraculously, it was converted back into something good and useful again. Now, there was a real message in these first two signs. The first sign said, Moses, if you obey me, your enemies will be made powerless, just like the snake was powerless to harm Moses. The second sign said this, Moses, if you obey me, your pollution can be made pure, just like his formerly leprous hand was made pure again. God gave Moses these signs because Moses was worried in both of these areas. He thought, I can't go back to Egypt because I have enemies there. And then he thought, I can't go back to Egypt. I have a criminal record there. Before these signs touched the heart of anyone else, they touched the heart of Moses. You know, this is always the pattern with God's leaders. They can't touch the hearts of others until their hearts are touched. Now, the third sign, the sign we read about here in verses 8 and 9, this was a sign of judgment. Pure waters were made foul and bloody by the work of God, and they did not become pure again. Friends, note this. If the miracles of conversion did not turn the hearts of the Egyptians, then perhaps the sign of judgment would. But the sign of judgment was only given when unbelief persisted in the face of the miracles of conversion. Let me bring it to you today. God has placed miracles of conversion right in front of you. Perhaps God has even put a miracle of conversion right in the mirror that you look at every morning. I mean, it's you. So today, learn from God's miracles of conversion and trust Him. Then you won't need to learn through a sign of judgment.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.